Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joly@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
It's such a beautiful day that the sky seems to say good morning. Mr. Dust off your shoes, throw away all your blues and start smiling. Take a good look around, there's no clouds looking down upon your way. So won't you decide to come back alive, it's a new day. I'm not breathing. I hear birds everywhere singing songs in the air with a meaning. Saying it's time to wake up, get a whole new outlook from your view. So come on out where it's warm, it won't do any harm if you want.
Sunrise was a song written by Mark James and recorded by Miss Anne Murray in 1975 for her album Together. Mourna Anne Murray was born in a coal mining town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, and went on to achieve major success in the 1970s and 1980s. She's also a four-time Grammy winner, and she received a record 24 Juno Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 3 Country Music Association Awards, and 3 Canadian Country Music Association Awards. Phew. Let's just say she's a talented lady and has won numerous awards.
Thank you.
Bring back whistling on recordings, I say. The Happy Whistler is a song written and performed by Don Robertson. It reached number 6 on the American pop charts and number 8 on the US singles charts in 1956. Don Robertson was an American songwriter and pianist, mostly in the country and popular music genres. He was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1972 and was behind quite a few hits that were recorded by Elvis Presley. Now let's have something by Pat Boone.
On a high and peaceful mountain, or a crowded avenue, any place is heaven, just as long as I'm with you. Stranded on a distant island, in a penthouse with a view, any place is heaven, just as long as I'm with you. Make bright, even brighter, darling, with your smile. You make light even lighter. You make my life worthwhile. In a shabby little cabin, or a castle white and new, any place is heaven, just as long as I'm with you.
Telling us Just As Long As I'm With You, which was written by Billy Vaughan and recorded back by Mr. Boone in 1956. Now I'm playing that especially for Carol and Terence King, and I'm reliably informed by their friend Chris that they are celebrating their 16th wedding anniversary tomorrow. Congratulations to you both from all of us here at Sid Valley Radio. Now I've looked this up, and in the UK the 16th wedding anniversary is a waxed one. Yes, wax. Something tells me you're going to get a lot of candles as gifts tomorrow.
Just a little bit lonely.
Just a little bit sad.
I was feeling so empty.
Until you came.
Oh, so late, so late.
Scottish band Middle of the Road. That was the single they put out in August of 1971, and it was called Soli Soli. Very catchy, wasn't it? It reached number 5 in the charts here in the UK, but topped the charts in many European countries.
Hello, this is Neda from Feminem, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sid Valley Radio.
Now for a request from Dave Hedges, listening in Hampshire. He's asked me to play the next record for not only himself, but also for his good friend Lewis. Now, Lewis moved to Bedfordshire in January when he started a new job. Dave says, I will miss him dearly, knowing he's not going to be available for lunch or a quiz, but I will still have contact with him on social media, and he's also just a phone call away. Indeed. So for you both, here's Primal Scream and Moving On Up.
See, you made a
New York firebrand Miss Taylor Dane and Tell It to My Heart, which was a hit for her in 1987. I was fortunate enough to hear the lady perform this song live 2 years after its release, and believe me, her voice lacks none of the power that she displayed back in 1987. She truly is an amazing stage performer. So, from one talented lady, why should we settle for one? Let's have three.
Thank you.
single, which sadly seems to have been overlooked as time ticked on. The Runner was recorded by The 3 Degrees, and I'm sure there are lots of people out there who are really pleased to hear The 3 Degrees again. Now, Jordan McCree wrote in to request James Last's performance of A Scottish Soldier for his mum, who is also someone who's feeling under the weather at the moment. So I'm sorry to hear about that, Edna, and sincerely hope that you'll be back firing on all cylinders very soon. Lots of love from us here at Sid Valley Radio, and good wishes for a speedy recovery.
Wearing
Daddy came, Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved.
A recording that was made in 1968 and was from a lady called P.P. Arnold, and it's her version of the John Lennon and Paul McCartney classic Eleanor Rigby. And if memory serves, Paul McCartney claimed that he had been inspired by a gravestone or something in a graveyard. What he was doing there, I don't know, but he said he was inspired, or took the name, shall I say, from the gravestone. Next up is a request for Maggie and Steve Thropp. Now, thank you for your message, and I'm so pleased that you are enjoying this programme as much as you enjoy my other programme, the Sunday Tea Dance. So, as requested, here are the Ray Conniff Singers to tell us all about Invisible Tears.
Memories are passing in review. Impossible love, things may guess. Improbable, I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again.
You're back again.
So I'll let you in.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Canadian band Heart there in 1975 and Crazy on You. It appeared on the band's debut album of that year called Dreamboat Annie, and it was the band's first single in the United States. Now, Phyllis Johns, it's your request up next.
Boop-bop, boop-bop. Boop-bop, boop-bop. Boop-bop, boop-bop.
Way down south, in Birmingham, I mean south, in Alabama's an old place, where people go to dance the night away.
It's a junction, where the town folk meet, at each function. In their best, they'll greet you. Ba-do-ba-da-ba-do-bop. 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 Ooh-why, ooh-why, ooh-why.
Ooh-bop-ooh-bop. Ooh-bop-ooh-bop.
Originally recorded in 1939 by one of its co-writers, Erskine Hawkins, we've just heard the 1975 version from Manhattan Transfer of Tuxedo Junction. Now, Manhattan Transfer were a group who first formed in 1969 and have explored all forms of musical genre, a cappella, swing, standards, Brazilian jazz even, rhythm and blues and pop music, just to name a few of their extensive repertoire. In their long and successful career, the group have won 4 Grammys despite the numerous changes in their lineup. Tuxedo Junction was requested by Phyllis Johns, as I mentioned before the track, and she messaged me via Facebook. And it was nice to hear from you again, Phyllis, and I hope that you enjoyed hearing Tuxedo Junction again.
My baby.
Released on the 19th of September 1980, My Old Piano was the third single in America to be taken from Diana Ross's self-titled 10th studio album, and I think it was the second release in the European market, if memory serves. If I'm wrong, please correct me. It was written by two members of the band Chic, Niles Rogers and Bernard Edwards, to be precise. And although it wasn't a success in America, it was a commercial success in Europe, and particularly here in the United Kingdom, where it was a top 10 hit and earned her a British Phonographic Industry, better known as a BPI, Silver Disc Award for sales, because it exceeded 250,000 copies. Now for Les Baxter and his orchestra. Les Baxter, his chorus and orchestra, and a single that was a million-selling instrumental, spending 6 weeks, in fact, perched atop of the Billboard Top 100 chart. Time for one more, I think. I just glanced at the clock and, my goodness me, hasn't that hour whisked by quickly?
If you go away on the summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail on the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. If you go away, if you go away, as I know you will. You must tell the world to stop turning till you return again, if you ever do. For what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, ne me quitte pas. If you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a night like no night has been or will be again. I'll ride on your smile, I'll sail on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. But if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to hold in my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, as I know you must, there'll be nothing left in the world to trust. Just an empty room, full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. Oh, I'd have been the shadow of your shadow, if I thought it might have kept me by your side. If you go away, ne me quitte pas. If you go away, please don't go away.
We've just heard the very first successful English lyric recording of Jacques Brel's classic Nikita Pa. It was a hit in 1967 for Demeter Joe. It was released 8 years, I believe, after Mr. Burrell's original French recording. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to some Timeless Vinyl with me and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 p.m. And between now and then, I'll try and find some more forgotten gems for you. So stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next, and then at 4 o'clock we have another Old Time Radio Hour programme where we visit shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you again for all your messages, and as always, I'll be making sure that I reply to every one of you next week. Okay, so see you in a minute on the Sunday Tea Dance, and in the meantime, take it away, Winifred.